Hello, I'm Ken Bastida, and this is your Picks Now update. Some sad news from the fire lines. We have just learned the identity of the firefighter who died on his way to fight in the car fire in Redding. CAL FIRE says heavy equipment mechanic Andrew Jason Brake was killed in a traffic accident on Highway 99 in Tehama County. This happened at about 12:20 this morning near Los Molinos. CHP says a truck went off the road, hit a tree, caught fire. So far, the car fire has burned more than 177,000 acres and is only 48% contained. Some new video coming into our newsroom. A Southern California neighborhood has turned into a ghost town after evacuation orders were issued for the Holy Fire. You can see heavy smoke covering the town of Lake Elsinore. The fire has scorched more than 9,000 acres and is only 5% contained. The fire is raging in the Cleveland National Forest as well. There is no sign of relief for firefighters. As for the cause, it may have to do with this man. Yesterday, police arrested 51-year-old Forrest Gordon Clark on suspicion of arson connected to the fire. He is currently being held on $1 million bail. And the largest fire in California history, the Mendocino Complex Fire, is tearing through Lake Colusa and Mendocino counties. It's now larger than the city of Los Angeles. But a bit of good news. Some evacuation orders have been lifted, and thousands of Clear Lake residents can now go home. And Highway 20 in both directions has reopened. As of this afternoon, flames have scorched more than 304,000 acres. That's more than twice the size of San Jose. Nearly 230 structures have been destroyed. And more than 9,000 are still threatened. Right now, the Mendocino Complex fire is 51% contained. And a Spare the Air alert is in effect right now for the Bay Area. Taking a live look from our Dublin camera, you can see all that haze as the smoke from those fires moves across the sky. People are being told to limit their time outdoors. And our chief meteorologist, Paul Viana, has been keeping an eye on the air quality conditions. Paul? Yep.
We've been watching the breeze begin to increase this afternoon. Air quality, I think, was worse this morning than it is currently, but we still have the Spare the Air alert through the evening. Tomorrow, the air quality will go back to good to moderate. No Spare the Air day coming up tomorrow. But speaking of spending some time outside, we have the 49ers game. And here's your 49ers forecast. You can watch it this evening on KPIX 5. It will still be hazy, although better air quality tonight than what we had this morning. It's also going to be kind of toasty. We know how warm it gets in those seats in Santa Clara. Thankfully, it's a night game. 84 degrees, your kickoff temperature tonight. Air quality tomorrow. Now, why are we going from moderate to unhealthy to better air quality tomorrow, good to moderate? It's the ocean breeze. It's like Windex to the air we breathe. And we're seeing that ocean breeze likely to increase further tomorrow. So tomorrow will not be a Spare the Air day. 100 degrees in Livermore. That's warmer than yesterday. San Francisco is also warmer than yesterday, up to 71. Santa Rosa, 93. Concord, 95. Now, with the increase in winds, it can't be all good news. We will get better air quality around here, but it also means around the Mendocino complex and all the way up north to Redding, the ridges will see gusts up to 30 miles per hour that can make a bad fire situation worse. So a new red flag warning in effect from now all the way through Saturday evening because of that increase in wind. Concord 59 tonight, Vallejo 59, Redwood City 59 degrees. Tomorrow not as hot. We begin to cool down because of that ocean breeze. That said, still the 90s in Fairfield, Concord, Livermore, and Santa Rosa. San Jose 85, Oakland 74, San Francisco 67 degrees. Your picks now, five-day forecast. Cooling down further, likely not even hitting 90 degrees by the middle of next week inland. And we'll see the temperatures level off near or slightly warmer than average as we head toward the middle of next week, but no rain in sight. That is your
all right, thanks, Paul. New details now about a deadly house fire that erupted in Vallejo on Sunday, killing twin girls and their mother. It was actually a murder-suicide. Police say evidence shows 47-year-old Mao Dao set herself on fire, spreading flames throughout the house, killing her two 14-year-old daughters. A third 11-year-old daughter made it out alive with just injuries. She is expected to make a full recovery. But right now, emotional testimony underway as two men being held responsible for the deadly ghost ship warehouse fire face their sentencing. Family and friends of the 36 people who were killed are confronting the men who negotiated plea deals. Derek Almena and Max Harris pleaded no contest to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. The deal calls for Almena to serve 9 years in jail, Harris 6 years. Both could get out much sooner because of time served. Today, families called on the judge to dismiss that deal. The sentencing hearing is expected to last until tomorrow. And following last month's deadly attack, BART is stepping up to keep passengers safe. The solution, a 12-point safety plan, but some of those points were under scrutiny today from the public and board members themselves, one being the possibility of a high-tech surveillance camera system.
I do see you right now taking advantage of an opportunity to pass through surveillance measures, right, that further criminalize folks who are trying to ride the BART.
Other parts of BART's $28 million safety plan include patrol officers working mandatory overtime, more fare inspectors, new call boxes on platforms, and a crackdown on panhandling. The board will take up the plan again next month. Trump administration announcing plans today to launch a new branch of the military, the U.S. Space Force. Vice President Mike Pence said that the sixth branch would be launched by 2020, adding it's needed to ensure the U.S.'s dominance in space amid heightened competition and threats.
Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation. The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
In June, President Trump said that he was directing the Pentagon to immediately begin the process of setting up the U.S. Space Command. Pentagon just released a report to Congress detailing how the Space Force should be managed within the Department of Defense. The new service would still need congressional approval. President Trump added his enthusiasm to the conversation this morning with a couple of tweets. Space Force all the way. And his campaign is asking the public for input. You can vote on your favorite logo for the Space Force. These six choices are posted on the president's reelection campaign website. They all incorporate the words Space Force. And the last one there on the bottom right includes Mars Awaits. A week after LeBron James opened up his own school, fans of the L.A. Laker have issued a petition calling for James to replace Betsy DeVos as the country's education secretary. The Care 2 petition is heavily critical of DeVos, who was started by a user identified only as Rebecca G. While this move would please many James fans, it's highly unlikely given his icy relationship with President Trump. Some KPIX 5 employees had a ball this afternoon. Channel 5 bocce team faced off against their arch rivals from the online advertising company Rhythm One. The teams are part of the Ferry Bocce League. The 40 or so teams meet every week to roll a ball and attempt to get it as close as possible to the Palino. That's the little ball. Players say it's a lot harder than it looks.
You're an excellent player in one role, and then you're terrible in the next role. So you never know whether you're going to be good or bad.
Arch rivals, but they shook hands anyway. And we're proud to say the Channel 5 team won its match against Rhythm One. And if you're keeping track, the San Francisco Federal Reserve beat the team from Autodesk. Check that off. If you're scoring at home, you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com, and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.